John Sanford has written another exciting novel in his Virgil Flowers series called Stormfront. All 31 of his published novels have made the New York Times bestsellers list, and he won a Pulitzer Prize in 1986. We've caught up with him by phone in Minneapolis during a book signing tour. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for calling me.
This novel seems to be a love story with an international twist. You've got Reverend Elijah Jones's love for his family, Virgil Flowers' love for fishing in his boat, as well as his growing attraction to Ma Noble's. There's Ma Noble's love of her boys and Raj Awad's love of flying. All of these subplots swirl around a stolen antiquity from an archaeological dig in Israel. This must have been an interesting writing process.
Yeah, it was. And it was one of the more fun ones that I've had in the last few years. You know, most of the thriller novels are pretty intense, but I spent a lot of time digging in Israel, and I had all this information kind of in the back of my head. It was just there to be used, and I had never used before, and it was kind of fun putting this together.
Well, talk about your archaeological interest, because you're a principal sponsor of a dig in Israel, which is where this novel begins.
Yeah, I spent almost 15 years working on a dig, sometimes diggings, and quite a bit of the time as the dig photographer. It was a pretty large project, which I sponsored through the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and we had a pretty interesting dig. What we were trying to do is nail down the chronology of events during the time of King David and King Solomon, because there was a controversy about whether these people were real or whether they were just sort of later inventions like King Arthur, say, in English legend. So it was kind of an exciting time. It was very interesting. And what I picked up then, I was able to kind of transplant into the novel. And the novel is kind of a lighthearted novel. It's not grim. It's not ugly. Nobody actually gets killed. It's the only thriller novel I've ever encountered, actually, in which nobody gets killed. And then there's quite a bit of romance in it. And I had a good time writing it.
Raj Awad, he seemed to be a character with a lot of comic relief in the scenes that he was in. He was very lighthearted.
The thing is that when I was in Israel and actually traveled in Jordan and Turkey and Egypt, I found that the Arab people and the Turks, who are pretty substantially different, but I found them very approachable, very nice people. And on an individual basis, and people in the United States sometimes have a feeling that everything there is grim, but daily life is not like that. And it's very enjoyable to visit those places and talk to those folks. And what I try to do with that particular character is to give him kind of this human basis that, you know, just doesn't seem to make it into news stories and stuff. Everybody there isn't thinking about the Muslim uprising or the, you know, the extremist draw. You know, they're just trying to get through life, and they're actually can be pretty lighthearted and a lot of fun. And so that's what I was trying to reflect kind of with that character of Raj.
Well, could you briefly talk about the plot of Stormfront?
Basically, what it is that an artifact is stolen in Israel from a dig by a Lutheran minister from Minnesota. He was a very trusted guy, and nobody understands why he kind of went off the edge and stole this artifact. So it turned out the artifact is also an extremely important one. And this is kind of based on, to a certain extent, on the actual history of the area. There was an Egyptian pharaoh named Seaman, and he was active in what is now Israel at exactly the same time as King Solomon. And Seaman and Solomon sound a lot alike, and this was just at the time when Hebrew was developing as a written language. So the basis of the story is that this artifact seems to suggest that Seaman, the pharaoh, and Solomon the king were the same person, which would upset a lot of things. Instead of being the most famous king of the Jews, he'd be an Egyptian pharaoh. That means that Jesus Christ, for example, his ancestry would trace back to the Egyptians rather than to King David, who was Solomon's father. So this could be just really kind of a revolutionary artifact, you know, if it's proven to be real. And so that's essentially what the story is about. The story is about this guy steals an artifact. Nobody knows exactly why, but a lot of people are desperate to get their hands on it because it could turn out to be very important in terms of propaganda and other things. So that's what drives the story.
Do you get back to Minnesota? You moved to Santa Fe, but do you get back to Minnesota to do any research on these books?
I get back all the time. I came back specifically to research this book. I will be back again very soon to research the current book that I'm writing now, which is in the other series. It's called the Prey series. I still have a cabin right across the river from Minnesota and Wisconsin, and I think I've been back 4 or 5 times this year, and I see that continuing forever, really. Just that I lived here for an extremely long time, and I like it here.
You're now in Santa Fe. Are you doing any work on digs in that area in New Mexico?
No, I'm not. Not so far. I haven't actually been there very long. I have gone to Santa Fe for 20 years, off and on, and the reason I finally moved there permanently is because I was having trouble with Minnesota winters. It's not much colder here than it is in Santa Fe. Santa Fe gets quite cold because it's so high, but it was the gloom, and I have sort of a depressive gene, and I was really kind of struggling with the gray winters we have here in Minnesota. So I moved to Santa Fe, where we have sun all the time, and it really helps me a lot, but I still wind up coming back here, and I go fishing with my friends and play golf and all that kind of thing back here in Minnesota.
Lucas Davenport is in the background in this novel. Is he going to show up in any future novel with all kinds of things going on?
I really don't know what's going to happen, because I'm now writing the 24th or 25th Lucas Davenport novel, and it's just that I've been working on it for so long that I can't honestly tell anybody, including the publishers, what's going to happen with them.
Well, I read Stephen King's latest work called Dr. Sleep, and the main character mentions Lucas Davenport and John Sanford as someone he'd like to read. Have you met Stephen King?
I never have, but I read his books, and we've been kind of going back and forth in the media. If people ask me about Stephen King, I say, yeah, I like his books a lot. I read them. I've read them all of my life. Like, reading Carrie was like kind of one of the things that, you know, that I'll remember forever, really, because I'm a fan as well as a writer. The book on JFK, for example, if you can read that book without getting a little tear in your eye at the end of it, you're not a very sensitive person, I guess. He writes some very good stuff. So we've gone back and forth and mentioned each other in the media a few times, but I have never met him. I would like to meet him because he takes writing seriously, and so do I. He probably wrote the best book on writing that I've seen in the last 30 years. I haven't met him, but, you know, at least from a distance, I really think he's a pretty interesting guy.
Well, thanks for writing this great new novel, John.
Well, thank you for interviewing me.
John Sanford has just published his latest Virgil Flowers novel, Stormfront. You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.